The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara on Amud Beis brings a memra as follows. Ner Shekovsa, a ner that goes out, Nidashin HaShemen, Nidashin HaPsila. Ketzadoise, what do you do? Metiva, Venoisim Bo Shemen Kemidirishayna Umadlika. So this statement is a little bit cryptic and needs some clarification. So there's a number of pshatim in the Rishonim in explaining the meaning of this memra. It would be worthwhile to explore as many as possible. Yitz Hashem, I'll speak about two of them. The Shittas Rashi and the Rajba. So we'll start with Rashi. Rashi explains that we're talking about when the flame goes out in the middle of the night or any time before the morning. Now, this is a davar poshut, this is a given, that we're obligated to see that all the flames of the menorah burn all night. And therefore, if we find that the ner goes out in the middle of the night, we have to relight it. That's a davar poshut in the Gemara. Additionally, it's given that the psila that was used is no longer usable and has to be removed and replaced with another psila. That's what it says in Idashno HaPsila. And then now the main chiddush over here of the Gemara is to say that the oil, which is l'chayra still usable, must also be removed together with the psila and replaced with new oil. And then you relight it, and it burns till the morning. So Rashi now does not explain why the psila or the shemen become disqualified after the flame goes out. So regarding the psila, the reason is l'chayra a practical one. The wick becomes burnt and turns into ash, like the Gemara describes, nidashna psila, becomes into deshin. So you can't use it, so you have to get rid of it and get a new one. But regarding the oil, it's not clear what the Gemara means by nidashin hashemen. So I found that Nesivas HaKodesh, who was close to the Briskerov, his sefer has Haskoma from the Briskerov, he suggests the following idea. When the flame goes out and we relight the Nair, the second Hadlaka is considered independent of the first Hadlaka. Now, although it's surely a Hemshech of the Mitzvah Hadlaka, because that's one mitzvah to have the Nair going the whole night, Me'er Vad Boiker, but it's considered a different ner. It's the same mitzvah, but it's a different ner. And that's because the psila was replaced. When you take the psila out, the old psila, and put in a new psila, the change of psila causes that we view the ner as a new ner. So now the Sivas HaKodesh shows the other places that you can't convert something for a different use once it was designated for something else. For example, we learned in this Masechta, Shemen Shehufrash L'mincha Zu P'sula L'mincha Acheres. Each mincha is a separate carbon, and Shemen that was Neskadish with intent to be used for one mincha becomes halachically associated and connected with this mincha and will no longer be compatible with any other mincha. So here too, the oil that was Neskadish for this flame, for this ner, becomes associated with this nair and can no longer be usable for any other cause. Now, even to relight this, the menorah, this nair, because once you replace the psila, it's a new nair. It's a new adlaka, and you cannot use the old oil. The same way as you can't use oil for one mincha for a different mincha. That's the Nesivas HaKodesh's idea. However, in the end, the Nesivas HaKodesh is not satisfied with this idea, because it's not probable to say that rekindling the flame with a new wick is considered entirely new hadlok. Misvaro, the new flame is just a continuation of the previous flame, and doesn't need a refill of oil. Now, the Brisker Rav, in his Sefer al Rambam, he devotes an entire shtickle to this topic of Atavas HaNeiros. And he explains something very fundamental. We know that the ashes of carbonis, the deshin, that were burnt on the Mizbeach, have a certain kedusha to them. we don't just discard the deshen. There's an avoida called chumas adeshen. The kohen takes some deshen off the tapuach, the pile of ashes on the mizbeach, and puts it down on the ritzpah b'mizrochu shel kedesh. And there was a nes, and it was nivla b'mkoymoy. Now this ash that the kohen takes has on it a certain kedusha because of the avoida that he does with it. And for that reason, the Gemara says that there's me'ila on that deshen. And the rule is, with me'ila, that as long as there remains some form of avoida to still be done with something, there still is me'ila, because there's a kedusha. Only when it's completely nasas mitzvosoi, then the din me'ila goes away. It happens to be that by Truma's addition, this exeris akoso, that me'ila remains even after it was nasas mitzvosoi. It's learned from the word of a somoi. But living at the exeris akoso, as long as you didn't do the mitzvah of Hanocha Ashtrumas Adeshen, Eitzalam Mizbeach, there's still Ni'ila, even without the Gzeres HaKosuv, because it's not Nasas Mitzvosa yet. Now, the same way that there's a mitzvah of Dishun on the Deshen of the Mizbeach Achitzen, like we mentioned, there's also a mitzvah of Dishun on the ash of the Ketoyrus, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is not Mefurish in the Torah, but there's a ribui for that. And the same goes with the Deshen Shel Menorah. The deshen of the menorah also has a mitzvah of dishun, which includes both the wick and the oil also. The idea is that the remains of a korban or hadlaka, after it was completed, that's called deshen, whether it's actual ash or not. That's what we call deshen, and it has on it a mitzvah of dishun to be placed next to the kevesh of the mizbeach achitzei. And this could therefore include the remaining oil from the neiris of the menorah as well, even though it's not physically ashes. So this concept is derived from the Gemara Mi'ila Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara has a drosha for that. So now the point of the Brisko Rov is that the mitzvah of Hatovas HaNeiris of the menorah has now two aspects to it. So firstly, the mitzvah is to clean the neiris by removing the used Shemen and Psila, and make the Nair ready for the upcoming Adloko. So that's the Poshab Shat, that's the Torah. The Torah says, Behitivo Yasaneiris. That's the mitzvah of Atav Asaneiris. But secondly, is a point mentioned above. The Deshen itself, the Deshen of the remains of the Adloko, is designated for a mitzvah of Dishun to be placed by Mizrach Yishal Kevesh, just like the Trumas Adeshen. And this is unrelated to the fact that the menorah needs to be cleaned for the upcoming adloka, which is a regular mitzvah hatavas aneiris. Rather, the psila and the shemen have on them a new mitzvah of dishun. So it's not the menorah that needs to be cleaned. It's the psila and the shemen which have to be taken out and put the Mizrach Shel Kevesh for their mitzvah. So the Rav explains that although the main mitzvah of Atavas HaNeiris is not a middle of the night, like the Pasuk clearly says, Baboiker, Baboiker, Behitiva Yes HaNeiris, is done in the morning, and that's because as long as the night is still going, the mitzvah of Adlok is still going on. But regarding this other aspect of Atova, that means this aspect of mitzvah's dishun, the oil and the wick become designated as dishun the moment the flame burns out. Even though they burnt out prematurely, the night is not over yet, and the mitzvah of Adloka still goes on, and there's no regular mitzvah of Atavas HaNeiris, but that halacha of dishun already happens at the point when they burn out. And now, although we must relight the Nair to complete the mitzvah of Adloka, which goes Me'erev Ad Boker, the oil and the wick that remain in the Nair cannot be reused, because they're now designated for a new independent avoida of Dishun. So the only possibility is to replace the Psila and the Shemen. So the point is that this Hatovah that's done during the night is not as a preparation for the new Hadlaka, because this is not a new Hadlaka, this is a Hemshech of the first Hadlaka. The point of this Dishun, of this Hatovah, is just to be mekayim the mitzvah of dishun on the shemen and the psil. This is, by the way, a classic example of the Briskerov's beautiful method of breaking up an idea and applying the segments to each respective detail. Now the Rashba, however, that's the other Mahalach and the Sugya, argues on Rashi and explains the Gemara differently. This is in Chuvis, in Chelek Aleph Siman Shintes. The Rashba explains that the Gemara cannot be referring to a nair that burns out in the middle of the night, like Rashi says, because the Gemara would not say that Ketzad Oisem Metiva of an Oisem Boshemen can be the Rishonim. Metiva, the mitzvah of Hatovo, does not exist during the night, like the Torah clearly states, Baboiker Baboiker Behetiva Yesaneris. And the Rashba does not hold of what the Bishop Briskerov explains to Shitas Rashi. The Rashba says that the Torah says Hatovah is done in the Boiker. There's no Hatovah during the night. So if the Gemara says that the Hatovah is done on the spot, we're obviously referring to a Ner that goes out in the morning. Now, the standard Neris which go out in the morning did not have to be relit. The mitzvah is Me'erev Ad Boiker. They only have to be lit throughout the night. In the morning, if it goes out, it's fine. Our Gemara is referring to the Ner Marovi, says the Rashba. The Ner Marovi is supposed to remain burning throughout the day. Chazal say that Mimenu Hayomadlik as Ashar, the Kohen lit the other Neris from the Ner Marovi, which was still burning at Bin Arbayim. The Gemara tells us that this was a nace, because you put the same amount of oil in the Ner Marovi and it continued burning till the Bein Arbaim. The Gemara says this was Idus Lachol Boyo Oilom Shashchina Sherbi Yisrael. And the Rashi brings a Sifri that indicates that besides the fact that this happened to be a nace, that the Ner Marovi burned all day, we're also required Me'ikar Adin that the Ner Marovi should burn all day. And the Sifri brings a pasuk, it brings a drasha for this. So that's why the Ner Marovi that goes out in the morning, that you have to relight. And that's where the Gemara says this memra of Nedashin Hashem and Nedashin Apsila, which is the standard mitzvah of Atovo. So in summary, the Rashi, the Rashba is that any Ner that burns out in the morning, so what you do is you do the regular procedure of Atovo. You're Nedashin the Shemen and Apsila. But regarding Hadaloka, you don't light anything then. You wait till Bein Arbaim, and then you light. If the Ner Marovi burns out in the morning, then you do Hatova and relight the Ner. And that's our Gemara. And now the Rashba says that if a Ner goes out in the middle of the night, whichever Ner it is, you relight it on the spot in order that it should burn Me'erev Ad Boiker, like we said according to in Shitas Rashi, but you don't have to do Hatova at all. This is not like Rashi. See, he disagrees with that point, that it's chal, the mitzvah of dishun, on the oil and on the psila. All you do is just relight the same wick and the same oil and let it go till the morning.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.